from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, happy to welcome you back to hour number two of the Hurricane Hotline. Move our attention a little bit toward the ACC, but still talking about the University of Miami. And joining us from ACC Network is Eric McLean, EMAC, former Clemson player, down here in Coral Gables last week on the ACC tour. Got a good look at the University of Miami, and one of the great talents on the ACC Network as well. Eric, thanks for being with us on our kickoff show of the Hurricane Hotline. We're back after summer break, and I know you've been on tour, but your thoughts, I saw you, we talked a little bit on the practice field a week ago at the University of Miami on another scalding hot day. Maybe some of your thoughts on the University of Miami.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Great to talk with you, and we're back, baby. Let's go. Football season is it's here. It's crazy to think week zero is a couple of days away, it feels like, and we're kicking a football off. But the Canes look awesome, man. And I got to tell you, the interesting thing about this tour is, you know, coming in to media days, we all kind of have ideas and, you know, what we think teams can be and what we think they should be. But you really don't know till you get to see them in person. And for a lot of people and a lot of teams, you know, that's not until game one, you know, because we don't have the privilege to go to every single camp. But with this thing that we do, man, going around to each and every team, and we split it up, we get about half each, a little under half each. And I feel so much better going into the season having seen X team in person. And the Canes, it's no different, man. You know, just seeing the body types, seeing that big, massive offensive line, and quite frankly do, you know, and look like a Mario Cristobal team wants to look. I think the sky's the limit. You know, Cam Ward is spinning it. His leadership qualities on full display. You know, that practice you were talking about, you and I were there together. They did 2-minute drill, and Cam just marches down the field, has a big, nice scramble, a lot of great completions, and then walks it off, you know, with a game-winning touchdown. So I am very thrilled with where Miami is and quite frankly, where I think they can be.
You're a man of the trenches. What were your thoughts of the Miami trench warfare?
Yeah, man, size is just the immediate thing that you notice. And it starts with Jalen Rivers there at left tackle. I mean, that dude looks like a freak of nature. And, you know, we saw him in Charlotte at media days, and, you know, he's suited and booted and looks fantastic. But, man, when you see him in pads and you see the muscles and the mass and just the beast that this guy is, he has really emerged, I think, into a very high draft pick. And I think that's going to just be solidified this season once people really see him. And then just everywhere you go, you know, from left all the way to right, you know, to Big Maui Noah there, who, again, you know, freaky as all get out, 340 pounds, probably what, 15, 12% body fat. I mean, these guys don't look like what you think a college offensive line. That they're ready to go right now. And I think they're just going to play bully ball. You know, they can throw it as much as they want with the talent they have. But when you add that offensive line with Fletcher and Martinez, look out, man. They're going to be bloody in a bunch of noses.
Damian Martinez, to me, is the kind of running back that Miami has not been able to tackle the last 15 years. They finally got one on their side. Now, Fletcher is a little bit like Martinez, but Martinez is older and more experienced. And I think one of the big differences in this transfer portal world, if Miami did not have Martinez, and Fletcher at this point is probably at best questionable for Florida, there'd be a pretty good drop-off. They'd be looking at a freshman or guys perhaps like A.J. Allen, who were not the bell cow. So this is what happens now with the transfer portal, and Martinez is he's a grown man running back.
Yeah, he really is, man. And he's the type of guy. I mean, he just looks NFL. And you're right, if the transfer portal doesn't exist, number one, he probably is in the NFL right now. He probably would have went to the draft. But number two, you don't have that instant depth, but man, just watching him, how he's like a great combination. I think Miami really, you know, you guys have like four different body types of back. You got the big power, you got the quick, elusive, you got the blazing speed, and then you've got Martinez that can do all of it combined. I think that's really going to be on full display. And again, he had a really good offensive line last year at Oregon State. He's going to have that again, you know, in a run-heavy league where you see the amount of running back talent that the ACC has. He's going to be fighting for that number one spot against Amarian Hampton and, you know, Jaden Nott out of Cal.
How do you think Cam Ward handles the pressure of, you're the guy, Cam? It's basically free agency. So he's like a free agent quarterback, and sometimes, you know, free agents struggle. He's got to be, in my mind, if he's consistent, Miami becomes much better at that position. But what do you see in Cam Ward in terms of handling that pressure of, now you're the guy because you were the free agent quarterback in the offseason?
Yeah, well, really, man, just after talking to him at media day, a little bit more intimately at practice, a little bit more relaxed, you can just tell the leadership qualities immediately. I mean, that guy has come into Miami and understands, hey, number one, this is my last shot to put on a really big show for the NFL. But number two, I think he understands the magnitude of that logo on his helmet. Like, this is the U. There is so much that comes with that. And you think of all the fantastic quarterbacks, you know, before him and just, you know, Hall of Famers, Heisman Trophy winners. And, you know, I think that he gets all of that, and he's calm, cool, collect, just seems like a guy that's ready for this moment. Wasn't, you know, super highly recruited out of high school, went to Incarnate World, went to Washington State. This is a totally different stratosphere playing at Miami and representing that U. And, you know, some folks have asked him about that. You know, would you ever have thought, going through the process you did coming out of Texas in high school, that you'd be here one day? And he said, yes. So I think he's ready for that moment. He's always believed in himself, and I just want to see him flourish, right? I mean, we pull for these kind of kids. We pull for these kind of stories. And with all the NIL, man, which I'm sure, you know, he has great deals and all kinds of money, whatever. But I asked nearly half the offensive line, other teammates, you know, how is he? How's this? They said, you would know no difference, man. He doesn't let any of that go to his head. He is leader first. Ball player second, and I think we're going to see all that take care of itself.
You touched on this a little bit, but when you look at Miami, when you're out there, and of course you talk with Coach Cristobal, but your eye, your professional eyes, in terms of talent and skill level in the league, where do you think Miami compares now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're at the very top and maybe even a little ahead of Clemson when you talk about talent. And I mean, I know that that's, you know, an interesting thing to look at because Clemson just year after year after year has built that factory. But when you add in the transfer portal element that Miami has obviously been all in at, they've gotten it fast. So it's one of those perfect storms of, okay, this is the year. We've got the schedule. We've got the players. We've got our coach. Let's go make it happen. And you have to deliver on a very high level. I don't think it's quite, just because I don't ever think it's that, you know, when you talk about national championship or bust. But this is a team that I think if you believe they can win the ACC, it's not just, yeah, they can make the playoff. It's no, this team will be in the national championship.
Eric McClain from the ACC Network is our guest. EMAC, I think one of the biggest challenges, not only for Mario Cristobal, but probably for 90% of college football, maybe we'll go college athletics now, is how do you, but let's stick with football, you've got to make this a team, and you've got to get games played from the guys that transferred in, your transfer portal guys. They all have to come together. They've got to glue themselves together. It's got to be welded together. Is that a concern around college football?
You know, I think it depends on where you are and how these type of things happen. But it's so evident in a Mario Cristobal-led team. Number one, transparency. You're coming here. We want you to come here to win. There's no beating around the bush. We're trying to dominate. And number two, understanding that a lot of these guys, and I've had these conversations kind of everywhere we've been, some people that use the portal more than others, but the guys come in understanding this is probably my last shot. Unless it's like a freshman that transferred in, still has 4 years of eligibility. A lot of these guys are older, have graduated, and are moving on, trying to have their best kind of hurrah, you know, moment for the NFL, and they get that. And, you know, I think it can be identified really quickly that the game of football brings people together like nothing else. That's on the field and off the field. And so, you know, we understand and we realize as players, hey, you're going to help us win. I understand that. How can I speed up the process where you're really comfortable at Miami in this situation, in this offense, to where you can help us right now?
Eric McClain is our guest, ACC Network. Okay, we've done a pretty good deep dive on Miami. Their competition is Florida State for sure. Let's just kind of look around the league a little bit. Florida State, they're going to kick this thing off here in 2 weeks. What do you see in the Noles? A year ago undefeated until the Orange Bowl game, just had an incredibly unbelievable season.
Yeah, super talented too, right? I mean, you see all the guys that they had drafted, the names, the amount, double-digit guys, and then lost a handful of guys to the transfer portal as well. So this is going to be a very different-looking Florida State team in regards to no Jordan Travis. I mean, I feel like that guy was there, you know, forever, and I'm sure Canes fans excited that he's gone, you know, just because of how dynamic of a player he was. But, you know, a lot of others as well, specifically a skill position. So, you know, it's going to be a revamped team. But I think when you look at them, you know, massive, dominant offensive line, really, I think it's Miami A1, Florida State A2, or 2B, excuse me, when you look at, you know, kind of who's the best offensive line in the league. You got one that's a little bit more, you know, proven, and one that I think can take a really big step this year. So, you know, I think they're going to really want to run the ball a lot. They've got some power running backs, had a transfer come in from Alabama. They're going to want to, similarly to Miami, you know, beat people up and push you around. DJU back in the ACC, kind of weird for, you know, my Tigers and Clemson fans to see that guy wearing a Seminole jersey, you know, but he made that decision. And, you know, I think that if there's anybody that can get the best out of him, I think it's Coach Norvell, you know, just a really smart offensive mind that's going to put him in positions to win. But just what does it look like? Is it you know, a lot of power, a lot of counter, quarterback power, and then play action over the top? You know, what does it look like? Because certainly, you know, DJ has to continue to work and improve on those short to intermediate passes. Just a big, strong guy that uses that arm too much at times. Then you look at the defense. I think that's probably the strength of their team. That secondary is legit. They have dudes everywhere. It really reminds me of, you know, Florida State teams that I played against, you know, back in the mid-10s up into 2015 there. Long, rangy dudes that are just playmakers and some new faces on the defensive line. So I don't think quite, you know, we're talking 13-0, you know, looking at a playoff bid, undefeated top four. But, you know, if there's a way that they can sneak back into Charlotte and, you know, continue to do their thing, I wouldn't be surprised by that either.
The Clemson Tigers go with homegrown players. I think, hey, nothing wrong with that. If you can keep them, no problem. If that's going to be their blueprint, their formula, a lot of people are looking at that. What do you see in the Tigers?
Yeah, and I think that is something that it is so interesting, just in a world where, you know, you can add or subtract players really quickly in the portal, and Clemson kind of doing their own thing, right? Like you said, they have the high school machine rolling. They have a top, you know, 12 class, whatever it is, year after year after year, and feel really good about that. On top of, I like the way you stated, Joe, they don't lose anybody. Yeah. You know, they just lost, you know, their first starter last year in the portal in Andrew Makuba. You know, that was the first starter that they've lost since this whole thing has really cranked up and the transfer portal has existed. So a lot of talent, a lot of young talent that is now taking a step forward. I mean, you look at that defense last year, they've had the most freshman played snaps. I think Miami was on that list too, but those two were far and away more than anybody in the entire country when it looks at who played, who made big time plays, and now those guys are sophomores. So I think that defense is going to be electric. I think they have a chance to be the best in the entire country. Big, physical, fast. They've got it all. Size at every position you want it. Then you look at the offense, and it's going to come down to quarterback. You know, how much can Cade Klubnik grow? And Miami was a great example of that last year with you guys getting that victory against the Tigers at home. Cade Klubnik just made poor decisions. They had turnover problems in the red zone. I mean, there were so many occasions Clemson's in the 5-yard line and in, and comes up with no points, either missed field goals or turnovers. It's hard to win football games when you do that. So if we see those two things drastically improve, you know, I think Clemson's back to doing the things that they're used to seeing. Wide receiver is, I know, a question mark on a national level, but man, if these guys can stay healthy, they've got dudes everywhere you look, and they feel really good about their unit. A couple of young freshmen coming in that were 5 stars in high school that I expect them to play and play really early and often, maybe as early as the Georgia game, and make it an impact.
Yeah, there's probably some stat. I'm sure there's a study on NFL teams, Super Bowl, Chiefs, 49ers, all the top teams in the NFL in terms of homegrown players and with free agents and all that. Before I let you go, that first weekend is going to be gigantic. Well, after Florida State plays Georgia Tech, so I guess week one. Clemson, saw this today. Actually, I had to take a double take. 2-touchdown underdog to Georgia, and then Miami playing right after that game, 2-point favorite over the Gators in Gainesville. I'm not sure about either one of those spreads, but your thoughts on those two games?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll take the Tigers with the points for sure, and give me the Canes all day with that too, man. I feel real comfortable about both of those there. But, yeah, it's massive, right? And you just look at the games themselves from a rivalry standpoint, from a recruiting standpoint. You know, listen, I'm a Clemson guy, and, you know, that rivalry with South Carolina is great, and it means a lot to people that are born in the state. But to me, man, it's always Georgia. I mean, that's the game I wish they played every single year. And you talk about national relevance, you know, it's just what you want to see. And so glad that game is there. Excited to see just a playoff caliber game from game one. You know, and who knows, maybe you see it again, you know, later down the road in this 12-team playoff. You know, Tigers got to bring it. It's going to be a absolute fist fight. I wouldn't be shocked at all. You know, if we see like a 17-13, 17-10 type of game, just looking at the, expectation from both of those defenses that we're going to have this year. And then on the other side, Miami walking into the Swamp, game one. I mean, you and I have been at practice. They're cranking that thing up. They're practicing noise and all these different things. It's going to be electric. You've got to kind of weather that and then hit them right in the face and see if they can take it. And I think, again, having that big offensive line, having a dynamic quarterback, a run game that should be electric, just play bully ball. And, I don't think there's a lot of high expectation for Florida this year. They've got a brutal schedule, and I just don't know quite where the team is. But that's a rivalry. You throw all that out, you got to go handle business, though. Both those teams need to fly the ACC flag and help us change that narrative by not just being competitive, but win the game.
Yeah. Emac, always love your analysis. Your enthusiasm is always contagious, and our listeners should know you're one of those guys that you want to be around. You want to be around, talk football, and one of those guys that you would say, hey, I'm going to go have a beer with Eric McClain. So thanks for being on our show. ACC Network Tour continues. Hope our listeners will tune in and watch your tour and all the stuff you do all season long, but thanks very much for being with us.
Always, brother. I appreciate your time. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Excited for the Canes this year, man. Let's go to work.
All right, that's Eric McClain. We'll continue on the show right after this.
Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks to Eric McClain joining us from the ACC Network. You know who nobody is talking about? We discussed in the ACC, Florida State and Clemson. Everybody's talking about Florida State, Clemson, Miami as the top three in the league. North Carolina State always goes right under the radar. They always go out with a veteran team, got a new quarterback this year, always good in the trenches. North Carolina, of course, lost Drake May playing in the NFL for the Patriots at quarterback, but – they bring back seven of their top eight receivers. And I expect Carolina to be pretty good. Miami doesn't play Carolina this year. It's the first time since Miami has been in the league, I believe, that they have not played North Carolina. They will get Duke, but not Carolina. Nobody's talking about Louisville. Louisville last year goes to the ACC championship game. They'll have a new quarterback. Brohm does a good job operating his offense. They're going to be very good on defense again. They have some big games on their schedule, like Notre Dame, where they can really make a statement. So Louisville kind of went under the radar last year, then played great until the end of the year, lost to Kentucky, lost to Florida State, and then I think they lost their bowl game, three in a row. But Brohm's pretty good mastermind when you start talking about offense. And back on the Miami schedule is Virginia Tech. And Hokie fans are really excited about Virginia Tech this year. They bring back a ton of guys on defense, hit in the transfer portal on defense. Drones, the quarterback, was really exciting for them a year ago. Dual threat quarterback, kind of one of those edge of your seat players. They're expecting him to take a big leap, and they've sold out every home game. They open the season at Vanderbilt, but they are excited about their home games. I think they get Clemson at home. And Virginia Tech, of course, has one of the great home field advantages in college football. Have not been able to match that the last couple of years because their football has been boring. But now they think they're back to playing Virginia Tech Hokie defense. They've got the quarterback and a running game. So they think they're getting back closer to that old Virginia Tech identity. Hokies will play here on a Friday night, the week before Miami goes out to California. I think that's going to be a big part of the schedule for Miami. Open the ACC season on a Friday night at Hard Rock Stadium, which is always a problem. Virginia Tech's a problem, but playing a Thursday night game or a Friday night game at Hard Rock, I always think it's a problem. It's a problem getting people there. It's worse if you're on the road, so I'll take the home game. Then you go to California, come back for a bye week at Louisville, then home against Florida State, followed up by Duke. That probably determines the season right there, along with, the first game of the year against the Gators at the Swamp. Hurricanes are practicing tonight. This week, going with some night practices, practicing tonight, practicing tomorrow night. Gators finished up their practice today. We will talk with Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun coming up in our next segment about Florida. Miami lost six of their final nine, scored 26 points per game. The last 2 years, I've said this over and over in the offseason, 47 turnovers. Where Miami's got to get better is their discipline. Discipline and the red zone, I think it's the same thing. Red zone, 90th in scoring touchdowns. You can't be 90th in college football in the red zone and have a top 10 team. You can't score touchdowns 50%, 58% of the time in the red zone and win at a high level. Often, red zone penalties and turnovers were the same thing for the University of Miami. They would get into the red zone, get a penalty, and or turn the ball over in the red zone. Can't have that. And so that's an area where they've got to get better. I think they will get better with Cam Ward and Damian Martinez. One of the ways to get better in the red zone, just run the damn ball in. And you can do that with a guy like Damian Martinez. I expect Miami last year, I expect them to be good against the run this year. A year ago, 12th against the run, gave up 105 yards a game on the ground against the run. Bain, Mesidor, Barrow, Clark, Barron, Austin, Marley Cook, not 100% healthy right now. Justin Scott, they should be good against the run. If you're good against the run, then you got to guard against the other stuff. You got to guard against getting fooled, guard against misdirection and the stuff you don't see coming. But I think they should be very good against the run. They allowed 3.3 yards per rush last season, 45th in scoring, 22 points per game. Probably can knock a few points off of that. and 88th in tackles for loss. Had 18, they were 88 tackles for loss, 18th in the country, I should say. So top 20 in tackles for loss. Very good pressuring the quarterback. Should be good again this year. All right, we're going to talk about the Gators when we come back. Kevin Brockway is going to join us from the Gainesville Sun. Gators, a lot of pressure on them. A lot of pressure on Billy Napier. Oh, by the way, hey, Vladimir. Vladimir, you with me?
Yes, Josie.
How about this? You ready? We did put in a request. I know we have a lot of Gator fans. We did put in a request for Billy Napier. And the request went like this. Over the next 3 weeks, is there a way for us to get Billy Napier on our pregame show? And what do you think they said?
No. No response, I bet you.
No, he's unavailable for 3 weeks. You know, it's pretty much a common courtesy that, you know, the flagship station, if you talk to the opposing team, they said, no, unavailable. So Gator fans, sorry, your coach is unavailable. He better be coaching his ass off because they lost 5 in a row last year to finish the season and gave up like 36 points per game. We'll talk about the Gators when we come back with Kevin Brockway. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But you know what's going to be funny is that little 10 minutes he could have taken to speak to you is going to be all for naught because they're still going to get their butts kicked by the Canes.
I mean, we do have a pretty good recruiting area. You think you'd want to come on and take advantage of that. But, hey.
More of our guys coming to us. That's it. Of our guys coming to us.
All right. Let me talk to you for a moment. Williamson Cadillac, summer's winding down. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, there is no place better than Williamson Cadillac, Miami's luxury dealership, founded over 50 years ago. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol, nobody does a better job. They're more than a dealership. To you or to them, you are friends and neighbors. That's why Ed Williamson has been around for 50 years. That's why he's been able to build a loyal client base, because he stays focused on what everybody wants today, customer experience. And nobody does it better. And let me tell you something. You try to get customer service today in a lot of different businesses, forget about it. You are out of luck, but not at Williamson. They are focused on the customer experience. They treat you like family. You want to enjoy world-class customer service? Williamson Cadillac is the place to go. Go in today, experience Williamson Cadillac's preferred atmosphere. Easy to find on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Go online first. Take a look at all the vehicles at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Then go down there and enjoy great customer service. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, welcome back. We'll get to Kevin Brockway here momentarily from the Florida Gators. And we'll talk with him after I shut off the TV here because I'm watching the Phillies play. At any rate, on August 31st will be the Canes and the Gators. And we will be on the air at 11 a.m. on first game of the season. That'll be a lot of fun for us. Hope you'll join us on the pregame show as we break this game down in about 100 different ways the day of the game. About 3 weeks to go in training camp. And let's see. So a lot of things to talk about with the Canes and the Gators, as always. And that should be, I think they should play all the time because there's so much excitement around Miami and Florida. I think they should play all the time. And,
sometimes there are players that go through the entire their entire careers and don't get a chance to play in that game. So, but doesn't appear that that will be the case. So at any rate, we'll talk with Kevin here momentarily. And so Vladdy will, we have a new number to call there, Vladdy. And the key in camp so far has been Cam Ward, who's been very exciting. And the other day, took the team right down the field in the scrimmage, went after the defense pretty good, and that was fun to watch. But that position, as I mentioned earlier with Don, you just got to be consistent. Miami has not been consistent at quarterback. So Cam Ward, I think, will bring that to the University of Miami. And the other thing about Ward is he doesn't panic. He is a guy that when the pocket breaks down, he's got a chance to make a big play. And so far in practice has shown that ability to make big plays. It's been fun to watch. And he, I don't think he's going to be fooled by defensive coordinators changing things up on him. And certainly they are going to throw a lot of defense at him without question. But I think he's smart enough, studies enough, that he's going to be a guy that makes a lot of adjustments on the fly, not going to throw the ball, put the ball in harm's way. I look forward to it. In this first game against the Gators, what's going to be interesting about that is they haven't turned anybody over. They really struggled forcing turnovers a year ago. They had three interceptions last season. One of the things that they've talked about the entire training camp up there is taking the ball away. And so in those first games, obviously, if you can protect the ball, you usually win the game. They had seven takeaways last season. That's hard to believe. Seven takeaways the entire year. They have made some changes to their defense, made some changes to their coaching staff, so they feel better about that, change their philosophy a little bit. And of course, they come back with the quarterback, Graham Mertz. And Mertz, just like Cam Ward, has played a lot of football. Mertz will be making his 44th start in his career, started all of last season, completed 72% of his passes. So that's going to be, we're good. That'll be one of the interesting matchups. Okay, we're all set now. Kevin Brockway going to join us. If you want to follow Gator information, follow Kevin on Twitter, Kevin Brockway Gators, or the Gainesville Suns, Gainesville Sun. Kevin, how you doing tonight? Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, Joe. Hey, it's a pleasure to be on Hurricane Hotline, and it's just got back from practice, and it's been an interesting first couple of weeks of camp up here.
How many years now for you with the Gators?
On and off, about 20.
Okay.
But I spent 3 years in Indiana, and I came back in 2022. So.
All right. So one of the things you talked about today was Gators' offensive line. The feeling is with the players, the Gators' offensive line is going to be stronger this year. They do have some returning players. What have you seen? What are your thoughts on the Gators in the trenches?
Yeah, you know, that's going to be a huge, you know, key to the game, I think, because as we know, as you know, Reuben Bain is a pretty bad man on the defensive on the defensive end. I single-handedly saw him wreck that Clemson game. So I think Austin Barber is going to be very important returning left tackle. You know, he had shoulder surgery. He was a little banged up last year. He's going to be a huge key to the game, I think. Right tackle, they brought in a transfer from San Diego State, Brendan Crenshaw-Dixon. I think he's probably going to be the guy at the other tackle spot. Jake Slaughter coming back at center. Remington Award, you know, trophy watch list guy. And then the two guards, Damien George Jr., they're moving inside from tackle this year, transfer from Alabama. He didn't really pan out at tackle last year, so they're moving him inside. And Nyjah Harris, a sophomore from Port St. Lucie. So, you know, and I think you got a little more depth there. And I think that there's a feeling, too, that the offseason strength and conditioning changes with the new coach, Tyler Miles. They're bigger. They're a little more physically mature. But I think Barber is going to be the real key because he's got a lot of ability at left tackle. He was a freshman All-American and was kind of banged up last year. So how he recovers this year, I think it's going to be huge for Florida in the trenches.
Billy Napier's third year. Gator fans, a lot like Miami fans, want to return to glory. They get the very difficult schedule. How much pressure is on Billy Napier this year to obviously have a winning record, but what kind of pressure is Napier facing this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a big year for him, and he's come in confident. I mean, there's a feeling that 14 returning starters, 41,000 snaps of experience. I think, you know, a few recruiting classes that have cycled in. I think he feels like this team is more shaped in his image. He's got the quarterback returning, Graham Mertz, who, as you mentioned before, completed 72.9% of his passes last year. So I think while externally there's a lot of hot seat talk, I think the feeling more in Gainesville is he is going to have a little time to build. It's a daunting schedule. ESPN.com has ranked it, you know, number one in the country, you know, their football power index. So I think there's a feeling that, you know, if he gets to 7 wins this year or higher, you know, he's going to be pretty safe going into the following season. I mean, if it's 6 or 5, it could be a little more dicey. But you've got DJ Lagway rating in the wings at quarterback, a 5-star who they're very high on as well for the future. So I think it's just going to depend on how the football looks too. And optically also, there were a lot of special teams miscues last year. Guys not lining up properly, 10 men on the field sometimes on field goal block. That has to look a little better also, I think, for Billy Napier and his staff. And he's brought a new special teams analyst, Joe Houston, that they think is going to help out there in that regard.
Kevin Brockway, Gainesville Sun, is our guest. You can follow Kevin on Twitter, at Kevin Brockway. And Kevin's with us. Okay, Montrell Johnson. What do you think his status is going to be for the Miami game?
Week to week, but when we last talked to Billy about it, he seemed kind of confident that it wasn't a major deal. So I think questionable probably going into that week. We'll probably have a clear view going into game week. But there is also a feeling that you've got a few backs behind them. They just had their first scrimmage. Two freshmen, Jaden Baugh and Katie Daniels, both have performed pretty well in camp. And then Treyon Webb from Jacksonville, a sophomore, would probably be the starter if Montrell wasn't to go. And Jacoby Jackson is a JUCO transfer from Pensacola. It's performed pretty well in camp as well. So they feel like they have some depth there, so maybe they don't rush Montrell back. But if they did, I still think there's a chance that he could suit up, but maybe it would be a situation where if he did and he wasn't quite 100%, maybe you keep him on a little bit of a pitch count in that game, and instead of riding him for 15 or 20 carries, maybe you'd ride him for 10 carries.
Yeah. How good is Trey Wilson?
He is electric. I'll tell you what, he's fast. He's shifty, really good with the ball in his hands. They might use him on some return units this year as well. I mean, he had 6 TDs as a true freshman, really came in advanced. I think, you know, he's the guy. They're going to find ways to get him the ball, creative ways. Now, you know, he's 5'10", 170. He's a little stronger than last year, 180 now. I mean, he was 170 last year. So I think the durability, I mean, that's a question. I mean, he started 7, played in 10 games last year. I think he was banged up for 1 game. But if you don't catch him, you know, he's capable of making some big plays downfield.
I like Khalil Jackson myself, 215 pounds, 6'3". He seems to snatch anything that's in the vicinity.
Yeah, great hands, probably the best hands of the receiver group. You know, as a former high school quarterback up here in Hawthorne, so he's cerebral. He runs routes pretty well. You know, not quite as explosive. You know, another interesting guy that they've brought in, Shamir Dike, a transfer from Wisconsin, who knows Graham Mertz. They have chemistry together. You know, they teamed up for 3 touchdowns in a game against Northwestern a couple of years ago, and he had one of his better years with Graham Mertz. So I think he's kind of in the lean as the third guy. Marcus Berg from Jacksonville. They brought another transfer from Arizona State, Elijah Badger, who, you know, is coming along a little bit too. So I think they've got about 4 or 5 guys they feel pretty good. Tank Hawkins, even a true freshman, had 2 TDs in, you know, the first scrimmage as well. And he's kind of flashing as a freshman. And Aiden Mizell. I think they feel pretty good about, you know, the receiver depth and different guys they can bring in there. But I think Trey Wilson obviously is going to be the main guy.
You know, I look at this, look at the Gators defensively, and they had a tough season a year ago. But then I started looking at their talent, And Justice Boone didn't play a year ago, injured, four-star player. Cam Jackson, 45 games under his belt. TJ Searcy, former four-star player. Tyreek Sapp, former five-star player. LJ McCray, freshman five-star player. Kelby Collins, former four-star player. Cameron James, four-star player. Aaron Childs, elite player, number one player in the state of Maryland. Miles Graham, linebacker, five-star player. Grayson Howard, transferring from South Carolina, Under Armour All-American. Shamar James, number six linebacker in the class of 2022, former five-star player. They can't be whining that they don't have talent in the front seven. They look like, to me on paper, that they have a very nice front seven.
Yeah, no, it's a decent front seven. I think, you know, I think Joe, you know, Shamar James went down with a knee injury after the Georgia game that really hurt him because he was their most sure tackler. You know, Grayson Howard has obviously just come in. He's the guy that's had a really good spring and it's carried over in the fall camp. I think you'll probably see Shamar and Grayson Howard as the two linebackers. You know, and they made some coaching changes too. Corey Raymond is gone. They brought in Will Harris. Ron Roberts has brought in as kind of a sounding board as a linebackers coach and a co-defensive coordinator from Auburn to help out Austin Armstrong, who was a really young defensive coordinator last year. You know, they were actually a pretty good statistical defense in September, and then the injuries hit, and they just didn't have the depth. Jordan Castell, a sophomore safety from Orlando, another really promising guy too. He's really coming out in the back end of the secondary. Jason Marshall Jr., who you know from Miami Palmetto, who Miami recruited as a corner. But, you know, they had a hard time. They only forced three turnovers last year. It's one of the worst numbers in FBS, and that's got to really improve. They've got to get those takeaways. That's been a huge offseason emphasis. I remember a game in particular where, you know, Jason Marshall had a potential pick six in the Kentucky game that he dropped that could have got them back in that game. So that's got to be something that, you know, the turnovers and the tackling, that's got to improve. But I think the feeling is that Ron Roberts and some of the other, Gerald Chapman, the new defensive line coach, kind of more of a no-nonsense guy, that's going to spark him a little bit. And again, a year older, a year more mature on that side of the ball, a year more physical, is going to help because, you know, the SEC, it's no picnic, you know, facing some of those 230-pound, you know, running backs that are shifty that LSU's thrown at you and other teams, Georgia, et cetera. So it's not an easy league to tackle it.
Last thing for you before we wrap up the show, that is, what do you think their view on Miami is?
Yeah, no, I think they're concerned, you know, particularly, you know, like I said, I think the trenches, like you said, the offensive line, I think it's going to be a real key because I think they're aware of the talent that Mario has assembled on both lines of scrimmage, and particularly in the pass rush. Cam Ward, you know, I think that's going to be very interesting. How does he handle playing in the swamp? You know, it's 90,000 fans when it gets really loud in those September games. You know, we've seen, you know, the last couple of years, Cam Rising struggle a little bit there, Joe Milton struggle a little bit there. So I think that's going to be a key, and how the helmet technology certainly plays into that, you know, might actually help Miami a little bit. But it's going to be, I think the feeling is, you know, that, you know, it's going to be the season opener. There's going to be a lot of optimism. So the crowd is going to bring it, and maybe a feeling that that could be a factor in the game too. And the 3:30 kick is interesting. You know, sometimes you have storms that roll through here in the afternoon, and, you know, you hope not for a lightning delay or something like that, but it'll be hot and humid too. And both teams are used to that, but it'll be interesting with the 3:30 kick to see how the elements play into the game as well.
Yeah, exactly. I said, who are the geniuses that came up with 3:30? Because I know we're going to talk about this game now. Well, we've been talking about it for 6 months, and we're going to get to 3:30, and the lightning detector will go off and we'll be delayed for, you know, 2.5 hours or something. At any rate, you've been a great guest, Kevin. Thank you. Kevin Brockway, check his work out, Gainesville Sun, on Twitter, at Kevin Brockway. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, at Kevin Brockway, G1, Gainesville.com, Gatorsports.com, Joe. And it's always a pleasure to be on with you. And we go back a long ways, as you know. So it's good to hear your voice again, as always.
All right, I'll see you in the press box in 3 weeks.
All right, sounds good.
All right, that's Kevin Brockway with a scouting report of the Gators. All right, Vladimir, we're off and running. Hurricane Hotline, one down, 43 more weeks to go. In 2 weeks, Mario Cristobal joins us on the show on August the 27th. Mario Cristobal begins his portion of the show during the fall. Thanks for joining us. For Don Bailey Jr., Eric McClain, Jalen Rivers, Josh Darrow, Francisco Malinoa, Kevin Brockway, and Vladimir, our producer, Joe Z. We'll be talking to you next week on the Hurricane Hotline. Thanks for joining us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.